The Women's Creative dares their listeners to hurdle their dreams. Tune in to our weekly podcast to hear from individuals who are breaking down barriers, solving problems, and making the world a better place. Hear the stories of these business owners who chose to take the road less traveled. Join us for Not There Yet. Hey everyone, this is Christina Weaver. I am a co-founder of The Women's Creative.
And my name is Bianca Fitzpatrick. I am director of marketing for The Women's Creative.
Awesome. You're listening to Not There Yet, Stories of the Road Less Traveled. We are really excited to be back with this episode, in part because Bianca and I are chatting with, it really turned into a conversation, not an interview, because Brandi Ortiz, Chef Brandi Ortiz, is one of our close friends and someone who we've gotten to see kind of take St. Louis by storm.
No, she really did. Like, she came in and just owned it, like owned everything that she was pursuing and going after, and then like brought us all along for the road. So
yeah, with like love. I just feel like she's just jumped right in and became family.
Yes. I love her.
Yeah, me too. So we got to chat with her for a few minutes and it was just an incredible conversation. You'll hear it in just a couple minutes and I think you're going to enjoy just the energy and the presence that she has and her determination. The one incredible thing about Brandi is that she has come up in front of some pretty impressive odds. And I feel like she's one of the only people I've ever met who almost just doesn't see them.
Yeah. She has she brings so much optimism. Like, it's so encouraging just to be around her and like to hear her talk about her journey and just with her cute little smirk, just like, just keep pursuing, keep going, like no matter what. And she like takes L's and turns them into W's, and it's the best thing to witness.
Yeah, I mean, she is so singularly focused on what she wants and the like vision that she has for her work and for her teams and her restaurants. And she just, I mean, I sometimes don't put much weight on the idea of someone manifesting something, but I think that she pours work into it. I think she has a very clear vision of what she wants something to be, and she just hustles to make it that way and really does a good job of like doing what she needs to do to get that thing done.
Yep.
And it's incredible to watch. She was, as she was walking out the door, she was inviting us to brunch this weekend. And we were, a month ago, we were at her first brunch and, you know, we were like, there's a couple people there. No, you know, the restaurant just opened like a day before. And it was, we were impressed that like a few people were there, but it was empty. I mean, now you go to brunch.
Oh my God. I got so jealous. I got on Instagram and I was like, I'm missing out on the party.
It's packed 4 weeks later. And like, you can't, nobody misses this brunch in town. Like, who turns around that kind of community that fast?
Exactly.
It's amazing.
And one thing I love most about her is that she stays true to herself and who she is. Mm-hmm. Like, her personality is just consistent and she's who she is. Mm-hmm. And it's just cool to like be around people that are just consistently and like just like fearlessly themselves in any situation. So
I love the phrase, and I don't remember the author, but the idea of like to know her is to be loved by her. Mm-hmm. And I think that I think and I feel that and experience that from Brandi. Yes. And it's a definitely a goal like that I would have of myself. And so it's so powerful to sit in the room with someone and just be like, you are where I would love to be in the way that you care for others.
Yep.
And it's so powerful. I mean, like, she literally like makes my day.
I know she does. I know. I'm like, even her presence and just being around her is it just warms me up. So we hope you guys feel that in this episode you're about to hear shortly. And
I think you're going to love just listening to her positivity and everything that she's accomplished and just feeling like whatever you have to accomplish is there for you to take. And it's there for you to accomplish if you have patience and you read your timing. And so we hope you feel empowered, encouraged. We hope that wherever you're at in life as you're listening right now, that the next few minutes just really lifts you up.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Thanks. So Chef Brandi Ortiz is hopping on next for our chat with her.
The Women's Creative couldn't be more excited to record our weekly podcast at Shock City Studios. Their large format studio specializes in music, podcasts, and audiobooks. If you're looking for a space for you, call Shock City Studios.
Okay, hi, Brandi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Christina.
We're so excited to have you on with us today.
Yes, I'm excited to be here. Thank you, ladies, for asking me to come on.
Absolutely. So, Brandy, we know your story. We've gotten to know you the last couple of months. It feels like long. I feel like I've known you for a long time.
Yes.
It looks like agreed. I'm like, but it's probably only been a year or so. So it's been incredible. I feel like you and your wife, Brittany, came into town and just like took over. We were like, who are those four hens, ladies? And here you are. And it has been incredible. I think the food that you fed people, the hospitality that you've extended your guests, the way that you love on all of us in your community.
Oh, thank you.
We're just really, really excited that we get to share you and your story with our audience today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to actually share that. It has not always been the easiest road traveled, but I'm definitely glad to be where I am and to be here in St. Louis and to be able to call this home and to be able to have friends like you ladies that have come into my life and in such a whirlwind of a year and a half that we've been here. So it's been quite great. So
you didn't start out as a chef.
No.
Why don't you tell us how you got to be where you're at?
I went to Mizzou for elementary education, child psychology, and loved school, went back home to Kansas City, and went to Johnson County Community College there. And I started nannying. And with nannying, I worked in the food industry too a little bit. But I started getting asked to make meals for my families, and so I became a personal chef for families. And then that kind of sparked my interest in then going to culinary school. So I then went to culinary school, and from then everything has just kind of grown.
Wow, that's really cool. Like, to see how when you, like, kind of reach for your purpose to an extent, like, how that transitions from, like, these very interesting kind of random situations.
Yes.
It's really cool.
Yes. I actually left food for a while. I worked for a large diamond company and was a store manager in Chicago for years and kind of moved around. My wife used to call me the Olivia Pope of the company because I would be moved around. And then I decided that that wasn't exactly what I wanted to do anymore, and I needed to focus on what I wanted. So took some time off and went to real estate school. So then again was another turn in away from food, and was actually in the middle of real estate school, was studying for my test, and my wife had our son 3 months early. So that just kind of halted everything. And my focus was at that point working a little bit during the day and then being at home with them in the evenings. So I took a position as a real estate assistant with a friend and continued to study for the test. And then after he came home, after being in the NICU for 70 days, I was like, you know what? I got to be with my baby. I got to figure out something to where I can be at home with him. So I went back to catering and worked in clubs and did events in the evenings and was home with him in the daytime.
That's incredible. Wow. So you, I mean, I love that food has always called you back. And I feel like it's done that for, you know, it sounds like it's solved a lot of problems for you, like this, you know, type of work has.
Yes.
But it's so, like, when I experience your restaurants, it's so much, I mean, the food's incredible.
Thank you.
But it's also so much more than that. And so you do such a good job of, like, loving on everyone who comes in and bringing that energy and light. So, like, talk a little bit about what the type of experience you want to give the people that you feed and what it means to you to be, like, feeding people all the time.
You know, it was always a hope and a dream, but for it to be a reality, it's still like those pinch yourself moments all the time that I now have a space. I have the first restaurant, which was able to birth the dream that was originally there. It has been kind of magical. And so I just want to spread that magic. I want to spread that love. Like, food is love. Love is food. And if you don't find a little bit of love in every single bite, or if you don't feel some type of remembering or a reminiscence of a memory or being around somebody or grandma, just those little things, those little nods to memories. I want to create that with food and create that with the spaces that I have, with the music that you hear in my spaces. We just try to really make it a vibe. You'll hear people yelling at each other on the line at Four Hens because everybody's trying to make sure that everybody has what they need, because everybody's a family. No matter which restaurant we're in, We love on each other. I tell my staff every day when I see them and I leave, I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you for everything that you do. And that's how I end my day with my staff. You have to show people love and let them feel that love. And so I just try to spread that with my staff, with the people that are in my building, and with the people that are eating my food.
This is why we feel like we've known Brandy for years.
Yeah, because
this is exactly
why. We're so well loved by her.
I thought you're my cousin. You've been around all this time.
Yes. I will say that you and your family, both of you ladies' families, have taken me in and taken our families in to feel like that. So to have both of you all in our lives, like it has truly been a blessing. So we are very, very fortunate to have it as well. So thank you all. You all give that love to us back. So don't feel like it's not reciprocated, because it definitely is.
It's like, it's unusual to find people who like are willing and open to attach to others or to bring people in as family. And I think that's the coolest thing when I see, especially women in business, who are interested in actually taking those business connections and making them like really connected emotionally and relationally in all the ways.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, like we're not machines. Like work isn't, you can't just say like that work-life balance doesn't mean a work-life separation. Mm-hmm. Or you can't like go to work and like shut the door on whatever you've done with your life. We talk about this a lot, like on our staff, and it's just like your life is what it is. Mm-hmm. Like bring Absolutely. That to the table. If you're exhausted, if you're frustrated, if you're burnt out, bring that in here, that we've got you. Like, because together we can hold that.
Yes.
But you alone probably can't. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where it's like community becomes such a beautiful thing. And you're creating space where community is happening. We were just talking about, okay, we're like seeing on social media all the crazy things that are happening at the Simply Delicious back patio. We can't miss this. We gotta get there.
I know. I get strong FOMO. I'm like, I'm mad.
Yes.
We'll come out on Sunday and we cannot miss out on anything. No. But we do. We just try to create that love, and it's not always expressed within our communities, and that is being women in business, being a part of queer communities, being a part of the Black community, being a part of communities that are outside of the Black community, being a part of the Middle Eastern community, and communities that are larger outside of that. When you can find niches and little pockets to where you fit, and you can create these relationships with all of these people, but then there's also this big, huge umbrella that creates this camaraderie too. Mm. It's like, man, like this is amazing. Like being able to say, I got a Lebanese cousin in town now, and and to have those relationships, and to have Daniel be able to come and hang out with Britt and teach piano. Like all those relationships are so important. And Room 7, when I tell you Room 7 has gotten me through some honey, I need to figure out what I'm going to wear today. And just those those people within arm's grasp, because you're part of something so amazing, like the Women's Collective that we are. Like we are so appreciative. You guys are so amazing. So amazing. So thank you for creating that.
I mean, it's that kind of gratitude that is contagious and like brings us closer together. So I think what's incredible to us is to watch someone like you, who has stepped up and really been a leader without even meaning to, just because you bring joy into the room every time you walk in.
Thank you.
And I think that's really, really incredible. It's fun. Like we've gotten to bond over both being Lebanese, and that's like a big identity thing for a Lebanese person. And the sense that like I always tell this story, and he rolls his eyes when I do, but my dad used to say whenever somebody came into the house, he'd walk them into the kitchen, he'd say, look around, here is where the glasses are, here's the refrigerator, you're now family. Don't ask, this is your home, you're welcome here.
Yes.
And I think every time like we walk into one of your spaces, it feels like that, but the intention that you put behind that and the commitment you have to that joy, to that positivity, to that acceptance and that community building is like, that's the road less traveled. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really easy to be burnt out. It's easy to be exhausted and frustrated. And we know you've been through it.
Yes.
You have been through it. I mean, this has not been easy.
It has not. Mm-hmm. It has not. But as long as you stay focused and you keep your head down and you realize that there is a goal and there are little people that are watching you, and to have the love and support of the community and then your partners too, like that is important. Like you have to have that balance. And I was so grateful. I had a meeting the other day with a client, and we were supposed to get out to go to Boo at the Zoo, and I was running a few minutes late, and Brittany had called twice, and I'm like, okay, I'm on my way. I'm finishing up the meeting now. And she was like, no, stay on the phone with me. And the lady was like, go. She was like, I'm a mom. I was a teacher. She was like, go. She was like, this will be here. She was like, but memories with your babies are not always going to be there. She was like, go and have that memory. And it's just great to have that support from the women community. Like, it's just amazing. Because if a man would have been sitting in a meeting with me, I don't know if I would have gotten that same love and camaraderie. So it's hard sometimes to find that balance. But when you have a community like this, it is so gratefully loved and appreciated. And you just are like, you get a warm hug every time. Mm-hmm. You really do. Yeah. You do. And it's a good hug that you need, especially when you grew up like me without any brothers or sisters. I appreciate the hugs. I definitely do. My extra
siblings.
We've
got you there.
Yes.
So for those who don't know, Brandy owns Four Hens and Simply Delicious. Can you tell us the inspiration behind both of those restaurants?
Ha, ha, ha. So Simply Delicious was something I created just to be able to be in the City Foundry. I had my Creole cream sauce that I used with other dishes, but...
Simply Delicious are Four Hens.
Four Hens. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, you're good.
So Four Hens is at City Foundry. Yes, Four Hens is at City Foundry. So Simply Delicious originally used the recipe for the Creole cream sauce that is now at Four Hens. So that is where the balance of that is. So when we were a catering company, it was Simply Delicious was the main catering company. So we created Four Hens to go into the City Foundry. So with that, we just kind of built on flavors. We created a seasoning and just kind of went from there. We wanted to do something that was heavily loved in the city, which was New Orleans style foods and dishes and things like that. But there wasn't a huge difference between Creole and Cajun. Sometimes those lines can get blurred. And I wanted to make that clear definition that Cajun is spicy and Creole is flavorful. It is not that spice. It is not that heat. So I'm giving you all that flavor, all of that home loving, but without all that extra heat in it. So I do things a little different in the kitchen. So honestly, it was just a little inspiration of St. Louis itself. It really wasn't anything that I've done before, but something that I wanted to create for this city. And then Simply Delicious is home. That is what I've always done. Those dishes are homemade dishes. Those are the dishes that we make at home that we absolutely love. There's videos of me on my chef's page of me creating the hot honey chicken sandwich one day, and now it's on the menu. So it's hot honey.
It's to die for.
Thank you.
Dreams about that sandwich.
We'll come and get you one.
Oh, I'm on the way.
But yeah, those were just home-cooked meals that we would create, and my wife would be like, you haven't created that again. You haven't made that again. And I'm like, we'll make it again one day. And so now those we'll make it again one days are now on the menu. So that is just a little labor of love out of our kitchen at home is what Simply Delicious is, what I love to do, breakfast, brunch, and lunch, because getting out for my kids, being able to pick my kids up from school every day and drop them off, that was a big thing. So that's why my hours are 8 to 3. My son goes to school at 7:45 and he gets picked up at 3:30. So I still get to be a part of that every day if I want to be.
So tell us, like, I mean, we've obviously, like, you're clearly positive and you bring so much good energy everywhere
you go.
If you can think of, like, what is, like, one phrase or slogan or a couple values that you hold on to as just you go through life?
You only have this one life. So you have to live it up. Like, you have to make those dreams come true. Even if it's the smallest step to doing it, make sure that you are doing something every day to where you're focusing a little bit on you and a little bit on that dream. Because if you let those dreams die, sometimes you can let a little piece of you die. So you got to keep moving, keep dreaming, keep pushing towards that dream, even though it may seem like it's 20 years away and you're like, oh my God, I'll never get there. Honey, it'll happen quicker than you realize sometimes. Your blessings happen in your season, so you have to be ready for your season because there's always a reason. There's a reason for the people that are in your life. So you just have to keep your eyes open, keep your eye on the prize. Remember that dream is something that you should always be chasing, and as long as you keep that in the forefront of your mind, I think that it just will always take you far. So that's kind of just... It's not a mantra. It's just kind of how I just choose to kind of move through life and move through things. Just keep moving, keep dreaming, honey. You'll never fall flat.
Well, and I love that, like, you obviously you've been dreaming of having Simply Delicious, that space, for a long time, and here it is.
Yes. It was a dream. It's been a dream since I was 23 and started Simply Delicious as a catering company in Kansas City. And here I am 36 and I just opened it up 2 months ago. So the dreams are definitely a reality. Like I said, you just have to keep pushing and moving. And sometimes you will veer to a different path and you'll get kind of veered back to that path if that is the path that you're supposed to be on. So just remembering that sometimes you're not always doing what you want to do, but as long as you keep pushing towards that dream, you'll get there.
Yeah, that's a message. That's a message.
If I had
to talk to the person in the back. Talk to the person in the back.
Just keep pushing towards the boo. Yeah. Just keep pushing.
Awesome. Well, I need the recipe for the bread pudding at Four Hens
That'll probably never get... But Mama can make sure that you always get it when you want it.
It's so good. It's so good. Oh my goodness.
I can tell you a few of the trade secrets. Pink Himalayan sea salt will be your best friend.
I love pink Himalayan sea salt.
Okay.
Pink Himalayan sea salt. I've substituted that for kosher salt in almost all of my dishes. So
okay.
And I'm going to say this too, another tidbit. Do not go to a regular grocery store to buy it. Go to like a Marshall's, a TJ Maxx.
They have.
You find 3-pound bags for like $4.99.
Yes.
You can get a small 8-ounce thing for maybe $15 at the grocery store sometimes. So I'm telling you, go to TJ Maxx, really Marshall's.
Good. I get my snacks all those sometimes places.
Yes.
From
yes.
TJ Maxx.
Yes.
And
yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. The counter catches me every time. My wife is
the
like,
gummy bears.
Yeah. Wait, they have these ginger candies, and they're, like, different flavors, but they're, like, soft chews, but they're ginger. So they're soft on your tummy if you can't have, like, too much sugar, but you want a little something. Oh, they're so
good. I know.
Dried ginger with, like, different flavors. I got the mango one sitting on my bedside.
I'm loving that this conversation has basically been what would happen if we were sitting at any of our tables 100%. Any night of the week.
Yes, yes. We're just missing a glass of wine.
Yeah. We can arrange it.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you all so much for listening in. We hope that as our audience, you feel as loved and seen by Brandy as Bianca and I do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandy, we are grateful for you. We're grateful that you're in St. Louis. That you're loving on everyone every day.
I'm so grateful for you, ladies.
It's only up for here. What's next?
So we'll be looking for tacos coming very soon.
Yes.
So we're going to have something called Talk About It Tuesdays,
which
will be with spoken word and tacos in the Simply Delicious space.
I love that.
Yes, Chica Bonita Tacos are being brought to life. We had to give her a new space and a new name because Simply Delicious has her own space now. So, yeah, we're going to bring her to life inside of Simply Delicious space in the evening. So look for that pop-up.
I love it. Yes, I will be the first one at the door.
All righty.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Brandy. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, ladies, for everything. I appreciate being here today. This has been amazing.